So today we're moving on in the Gemara to the sugya taking up most of Daf Nun Amud Aleph, which builds on what comes before, but basically we can summarize the relevant parts of what comes before. We'll work through the sugya, and there'll be one particular issue of La'ushin that needs a little further analysis. We'll go through that, but otherwise our main goal is to work through this Amud. As we may remember from Mem Tes Amud Beis, we had a machlokes as to whether bor is the classic bor is Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid. So we had Rabbi Yishmael saying that Chofer bor Rishus HaYachid ufsachol Rishus HaRabim, a pit opened up into the public domain. Chayev v'zeh bor ha'amr b'Torah, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael's view is classic bor is in Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, said hifkir Rishuso velo hifkir boro. Zehu bor ha'amr b'Torah. The classic bor is you have a pit in your field, your mafkir, your field other than the pit itself, so you still own the pit, but you don't own the field. That is classic bor, according to Rabbi Akiva. And then two Amorayim complicated the picture a little bit. So Rabba came in and said, bor b'shus harabim, kuli alma lo pligi d'mechayiv. Everyone agrees that bor b'shus harabim is chayiv. The only machlokes is whether bor b'shus hayachid is chayiv or not. Rabbi Akiva says even bor b'shus hayachid is chayiv. And Rabbi Yishmael says, no, you're putter in bor b'shus hayachid. And then Rav Yosef, on towards the top of Nun Amud Aleph, says the opposite. He says, but bor b'shus hayachid, kuli alma lo pligi d'mechayiv. Everyone agrees that bor b'shus hayachid is chayiv. The only question is whether bor b'shus harabim is chayiv or not. Rabbi Shmuel says bor b'shus harabim is chayiv. Rabbi Kiva says it's not. I summarize these shitos on the handout on number two. Right, shitos, Rabbi Shmuel, chayiv b'shus harabim. Rabbi Kiva, chayiv b'shuso, right, b'shus hayachid. And then Rabba says everyone holds your chayiv b'shus harabim. And in terms of b'shus hayachid, Rabbi Kiva says chayiv, Rabbi Shmuel says not. And then Rav Yosef says everyone agrees you're chayiv b'shus hayachid. And in terms of b'shus harabim, Rabbi Yishmael would say you're chayev, Rabbi Akiva not. So that's where we are, and now we're going to jump in. The Gemara has a challenge to this construction of the views of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael based on two different brises that we're going to bring in. So we're going to have two different mesfes, two different brises that challenge this this construction of the shittos of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. We do want to hold in our heads the basic shittos, which is why I put them on the sheet as well. It's going to be what comes up that was not intended. The shita cheat sheet on the sheet. No, yes, that it does sound very similar. But fine, let's jump into the Gemara. This is going to be the third wide line on Nunam and Aleph Meisvei. Meisvei. So they responded. They brought in a brisa to respond to this, to challenge this. Hachofer bor b'shus harabim ufsacho l'rishus hayachid pater. Someone digs a pit in the public domain, meaning underground, in the street, under the street, you have a hole, and it opens up into your field, putter, your putter in such a case. Okay, this is a little surprising. Why? So first of all, I thought, at least within Rav Yosef, Kuliyama says you're going to be chayiv in Rishus HaYachid, and also, not that we're going to get into this, but also our Mishnah had this exact case and said chayiv. Chofer bor b'shus harabim ufsacho l'rishus hayachid chayiv. So it's doubly surprising, and we're going to get into that in a minute. Okay, and we say, v'af b'she'eno rashai lasos kein. Of course, you're not allowed to dig a hole under the street and open it up into your field, but you're not allowed to do that, but if you do it, you're not chayiv if anyone falls in because the hole is in your field, not in the street. Okay, that's case one. Case two. Hachofer boros shichinu ma'aros. Someone digs pits and cisterns and wells, whatever exactly boros shichinu ma'aros are. You dig all these things, b'rishus ha'yachid, in your own field. Ufsacho l'rishus ha'rabim, and you open it up into the street. There's a big hole in the street going down into your cistern. Chayiv, you're chayiv in such a case. Okay, that seems reasonable enough. Bor b'rishus ha'rabim, chayiv. And now case number three, v'achofer boros b'rishus hayachid hasmucha l'rishus harabim. If you dig a pit in the private domain next to the public domain, so it's in your field, right next to the street, kigon, and this is going to be important, kigon elu hachofrin la'ushin, like those people who dig la'ushin. We're going to talk about what it means in a minute, but let's for now say it means building for foundations. Right? Very relevant if you walk around this part of Teaneck. Right, people are always digging up into the ground and you dig the, you make the foundations, right? So if you're digging for foundations, but let's say your foundation is, they didn't have variances back then, your foundation is right by the street, right next to the street, you dig immediately next to the street to dig for your foundations. Putter, in such a case, your putter, despite the fact that it's that you're digging right next to the street in your field. It sounds like the opening is right there. It's not like it goes from here to there. It's all one big straight hole.
When it doesn't make the effort to tell us, we assume we're all in the same place.
Yeah, you assume it's in the same place. It's unusual to have the hole over here underground and it opens up over there. Usually it's vertical, right?
The first two cases were not like that.
True. The first two cases were not like that. Yeah, for some reason. I guess we're getting to, we're trying to talk about non-obvious cases or non-simple cases, right? If it's all versus a rabbim, all versus a yachid, we know what the halacha is. But it depends who's shita. It's a machlokas. But whatever. It was clear enough. So we're giving these more complicated cases. Okay. So your putter in this case of digging right next to Rishus HaRabim in your field. For example, a case of digging foundations. And then we say Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayev, Ad Shiyase Mechitza Asara, O Ad Shiyarchik Mimakom Drisus Ragli Adam, Mimakom Drisus Ragli Behema, Arba'a Tvachim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda has a minority view. We're not going to talk about him much, but put it out there. He says you're actually chayev if you dig in your field next to the street, unless you build a mechitza for 10 tefachim, right? That way someone won't fall in. A mechitza between the hole and the street. That way no one's going to fall in. If you do that, then it's okay. Or if you're yarchik mimakom drisus ragli adam, mimakom drisus ragli behema arba tefachim. Or you have 4 tefachim distance between where your pit is. Let's say it's inset 4 tefachim into your field. That's 4 tefachim away from the people on the street. So they won't fall in. The idea is, you know, if it's just a 2-3 tefachim, you might trip and fall in. If it's 4 tefachim, you're not going to fall in. Actually, some have the girsa 4 amos, however much space you need to give. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, you're a pit in your field, right near the street. You actually need to either build a wall or be marchik 4 tefachim. But that's not the main view. The main view in this third case is your putter, right? Before we get to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. We'll look at Rashi in a second. Any questions or comments? No? Good? Yeah? When we learned the Mishnah, right, we talked about, and Rashi and Tosas got into this, that if you have a pit in your field right next to the street, you should be chayev, right, because it's certainly yours. You have no argument that it's not yours. And if someone falls in, you can't say, what were you doing walking here? They were walking on the street. It was right next to the street. That was our assumption until now. We're going to see it's going to be a little different. Le'ushin is a little different, but we'll see. It's going to get more interesting. So let's look at Rashi. And we start with putter, right? Putter, Rashi says, im nafal derech piv shebir shuso, right? This is the first case. You dig a pit under the street that pops up in your field. Someone falls in your putter if they fall in by the hole in your field. V'kosalka daitach, we're thinking at this point, afilu hivkir reshuso putter, even if I was mafkir the whole reshus, I was mafkir my field around the pit, they fall into the pit. I'm still putter. That's what we're assuming at this point. Aval im niftecha ha kemira shekamar v'kisa v'shus harabim. But if the kemira is like a ditch, I think in modern Hebrew it means convex, like convex numbers and all these things. So it means like it's like the little ditch that you dig to get from v'shus harabim to v'shus hayachid. If that opens up, if you open up that kemira that you had previously covered, then you'd be chayev because if that's the Rishus HaRabim. T'hai Tana Savar, Chiyuv in the board, Rishus HaRabim hu. So Rashi's telling us this Tana, the reason why he says you're Pater in Rishus HaYachid is because he holds Rishus HaYachid, you're Pater, you're only Chayev in Rishus HaRabim. So we're going to see this is going to get complicated in a minute. But then we said, in the third case where you're digging a pit right next to the street, someone falls in, you're Pater, and we say it's like a case of Le'ushin. So what does that mean? Rashi says Le'ushin. Now it's not immediately clear, but Rashi assumes it's not one word, le'ushin, it's le'ushin, right? The real word is ushin, and the le is 2 or 4. You're digging for the purposes of ushin. Rashi says ushin means yesod, lechomas beso, the foundation for the wall of his house. Al pnei kol rochav habayis, across the whole width of the house. This is what we call a foundation. Eitzel reshus harabim, right next to the street. And now he brings a proof. V'chaveru b'sefer Ezra, v'ushaya yachitu. That means to strengthen the foundations of the Gemara. Nafal Ashisa, the Gemara talks about Nafal Ashisa the Besa. The foundation of the house falls down over there. So that's what we're talking about. And in such a case of Le'ushin, if you're digging for the foundation, Pater, you're exempt. Even though, as Moshe pointed out, it's a little odd because it's right next to the street. So why should he be patur? He should be chayev. V'hainu nami kechofer bor birshuso. No, it's like digging a pit in your own field. To islay ba'alim, that has owners. V'hivke rishuso. And you're mafkir your field. To lo matzi lemeimar le my bias birshusi. You can't make the argument, what are you doing in my field? Just like if you're mafkir field, you can't say, what are you doing in my field? You're mafkir. So to here, if someone falls in, you can't say, what are you doing in my field? Because it was right next to the street. Hachanami lo matzi lemeimar le lama halcha behemtecha al sfaso. You can't say, why did your animal walk right up to my pit? Your pit is in the Rishis HaRabim, or right next to the Rishis HaRabim. The animal was in the street. That's why it fell in. So in this case, we say your pater, which is a little surprising. Let's just look at the handout to get a little bit of a sense of Le'ushin. We saw the Rashi. We'll just take a look at the Pasuk in Ezra for the sake of completion. This is when they were complaining to the Persian king about the Jews doing all the bad things in Yerushalayim. Yedilei havi l'malka, the king should know, di Yehudayeh, the Jews, the Sliku min l'basach, that left from you, meaning the Jews who returned from Persia to Yerushalayim, Alena to us, Asol Yerushalayim, returning to Jerusalem, Kir Yisam Mirato v'ishta, that rebellious and bad city, what are they doing? Banayim, they're building it, v'shuraya shachlilu, and the walls, they're restoring the walls, v'ushaya yachitu, and they're repairing the foundation. So Ushaya, like Le'ushin, Ushaya, the Yud Aleph ending is like Yud Nun or Yud Mem, right? It's a plural. It's the foundations. So Le'ushin, Chofer Le'ushin, digging for the foundations. That's how Rashi understands it. One more proof that this is what it means. Just, I thought this was very cool. In source 5, I dug up, pun intended, one of the manuscripts of this passage. Wanted to make sure all the Girsos were the same, which they are. But you see on top, right in the middle of this snippet, the word Le'ushim, with a mem, not a nun, that doesn't make a difference. But you see right on top of the word le'ushim, there's a little scribble between the lines. So this is a little clearer on my computer. You can sort of make it out. Someone wrote in there, le-yesod. You see the lamed a little high up, and then a yud, samach vav dalet.
Is that a manuscript of the Gemara?
This is a manuscript of the Gemara, yeah.
The Gemara.
But what someone did, possibly because they saw Rashi, or possibly they just had some other misora understanding of it, they stuck in the word liyasod on top of the word le'ushim. So we know, we see it from Rashi, we see it from this early tradition, that's the classic way of understanding le'ushim. It is still a little weird that the lamed is there. I don't fully understand that. But anyway, it is what it is. So if someone's digging for the purposes of foundation, they would be putter in such a case. Now we're going to have to figure out why this is the case, right? It sounds like the Reisha, we say your Pater and Reisha Yachid. Okay, maybe that's in the middle of your field or something. The Seifa, the third case, the pit is right next to the street. Why would you be Pater for that? You should definitely be Chayev, I would have thought. So let's look at the Gemara here. So the Gemara says, Taima, the Gemara is going to analyze this price now. The Gemara says, Taima de la Ushin. The reason why in that third case, according to the Tanakhama, not Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, according to Tanakhama, in that third case of la Ushin, you dig right next to the street for the foundation. The reason why you're putter is because it's le'ushin. It's for the foundation. Halav le'ushin, chayev. But if it weren't for the foundation, you'd be chayev. It's a special exception we make. You know, it's like built into the, not to the tax code in this case, it's built into the Nezikin code, that if you dig a pit for foundation purposes, then it's, it's a write-off or something. You can't be chayev. You're not liable if someone falls in, even though under normal circumstances you would, of course you would be. You dig a pit right next to the street, of course you're going to be chayav, right?
So what is the purpose of the pit? Who cares?
Who cares about the purpose of the pit? So let's look at Rashi and see how Rashi justifies this. So Rashi says, V'taima de la ushin. It's because it was la ushin, it was for the foundation. Shederech lasos kain, it's normal to do this. V'eino posheya, you're not poshe, you're not being negligent, you're not doing something wrong by digging. Everyone does it. Otherwise, you can't have a house. Right there, let's assume their houses were built more or less on the plot. If you don't dig for the Le'ushin, there's no space to build a house. So everyone does it. Therefore, you didn't do anything wrong, therefore it's okay. Now, is Rashi saying that Nezek, that all of Bor is only if you did something that's Shia? That's interesting, right? He may sound like you're only chai for Bor. If you're Poshea, that sounds a little bit like what we said when we discussed the Rashba, right? That most Nezikin is you own something that did damage, but Bor is you did something wrong and damaged someone through the Bor. Maybe Rashi's saying that. Either way, it's still very surprising.
What you're saying is that
Rashi doesn't spell that out. That would have been nice if Rashi said that, right? That would have been more of a straightforward svara. So let's try to figure this out. Let's just look at one more Rashi, and then we'll give a bit more color, and then we'll look at some other mekoros. So if it's le'ushin, everyone does it. It's normal to do this. You're not a posheya. Halav le'ushin chayiv. But if it wasn't le'ushin, if you were digging a hole by the side of your field, right next to the street, not for the foundation, but just stam, you'd be chayiv alma bor b'reshuso chayiv. Therefore, a pit in your reshus is chayiv. That's what's implied by this third case. Only le'ushin is patur. Otherwise, you're chayiv. V'kashya reisha l'seifa. We have a contradiction between case one, where we explicitly say, Rishus HaYachid, you are putter, and case three, where we implicitly say, we say you're putter for Le'ushin, implying you would be Chayev for anything else. So are you Chayev in Rishus HaYachid, or are you putter in Rishus HaYachid? Stira, there's an internal contradiction here. So let's, before we figure out the answer to the Stira, let's figure out what is going on with Le'ushin. Why are Le'ushin putter? Why is it putter to dig a foundation just because that's the normal thing to do? Yeah.
It's not clear why the Lushin can't be right up to the very edge of the property. It almost seems to suggest that it's a minimum of that everybody does builds a home in a dangerous fashion to everybody else. Why not just have it all?
I think the assumption we're working with is they, you know, at least in their cities, they were very cramped. They didn't have that much space. And it's not like here, you know, like in suburban places where you have a yard and then your house is inside the yard. There were very small quarters. Maybe it's like more like apartments, but everyone had to build their own thing. And if you wanted to build, that's what there was.
It seems to suggest that everybody could build a dangerous situation around its own property.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like Rashi was saying. So let's try to figure this out. Let's look at source 7 we just saw. That I just put the Rashi there again, right? That your putter. Yeah, and time of the Le'ushin, Derech Lasos Kein Ve'eno Poshea. Since when is something that's normal? Number one, does that make you putter? Number two, what's this thing about Pshia? And is there any source to this? Right? Is Rashi just making up a Ptur? I mean, it's not Rashi, it's the Gemara. Gemara's making up a Ptur. Where is this coming from? So, the Torah Tamima suggests that the source comes from number 8 here. So the Mechilta, Rabbi Shmuel, right, the Medrash Halacha, from around the time of the Mishnah, on the pasuk of Ki Yiftach Ishbor, person opens up a pit, our favorite question that we've seen several different times with several different answers. Why do we say Ki Yiftach Ishbor or Ki Yichra Ishbor? We talk about both opening a pit and digging a pit. Why do we need both? So there's another answer, just in case the other ones weren't enough. We have an extra answer. So it says Ki Kikish Poseach Lekorei Vekorei Leposeach. It connects opening up a pit, meaning opening the cover, to digging a pit and digging to opening. Okay, to equate them for the following two dinim. Ma poseach birshus pater, just like if you open up a pit with permission, you're exempt. I don't know what exactly that is. I don't know. Let's say you're working on the electric lines and you open up the manhole, something like that. You do it with rishus. The town says, please open up this manhole and deal with it so that you're pater. So too, af kora birshus pater. So too, digging a pit with rishus makes you putter, and presumably, we'll see this inside, the Torah Tamima assumes, what's that talking about? Let's say there's like a town-wide ordinance or something like that. Everyone knows if you're doing construction, you're allowed to dig a pit right next to the street. That's just known. Otherwise, no one would ever be able to build. We're just okay with it as a town or something like that, right? Rashi doesn't quite say that. Rashi says everyone does it and you're not poshea, but maybe that's because you have rishus. There's some blanket permission. And so therefore, the Torah Tamima says, now we have a pasuk, or we have a drasha that says that. And the other side of the coin, uma kore bishir, af poseach bishir, just like digging a pit, you're only chayev in the case of death. If it's ten tfachim, as we've discussed before, so too for opening up a pit, you're only going to be chayev for death if it's ten tfachim. So let's look at the Torah Tamima in source 9, analyzing this and connecting it to our Rashi. He says, nire deromes l'mashakasuv bavakama daf nun amad aleph, hachofer l'ushin pater. This is a hint at what we see in Bava Kama. If you dig for foundations, it's pater. You're exempt if an animal falls in. You're digging the foundation for the wall of your house. Al kol roch of a bais, across the house. Eitzel rishus arabin, right next to the street. V'ushin hu yisod, milashon akasiv, naflu ashiyuse. Same idea, different pasuk, but the foundations fell. So that's ushin is foundation. And then he gets into some of the poskim on this. We're going to see them later. The Sma, There's a case if you put your trash out into the street, someone trips, then you are chayev, but this is different than that. There you're really putting it in the street. It's not in the street in this case, it's in your field. It's temporary. You'll close it up once you're done with digging. It's a short-term thing. And fine. And they say, but by the Zevel case, it's a little different. He goes into some of those details. So the what the Torah Tumimah does, he sort of puts together a couple things. He has this pasuk, or this drasha, rather, in the Mechilta. This drasha saying, if Korah Bershus is pater, right, digging with permission is pater. Now, why would you give permission to someone to dig? So he makes it a little better. He says, number one, this is not in the Rishus HaRabim. This is in your field. Is it a little dangerous for the Rishus HaRabim? Sure. But it's temporary, right? For one day, everyone knows, for one day, when you're building your house, you have to dig up the side of your field to make it happen. And they gave Rishus, you have Rishus, so you're allowed to do it. That's his reconstruction, which can fit with Rashi. So Yehuda, instead of you're suggesting before, maybe it's people need to be extra careful. They know about it, they should be extra careful. I think this is going even a step further than that. They're saying not only would they need to be careful, they agreed. Everyone agreed. Right? Again, Rashi doesn't quite say that. He says it's normal, it's not poshea. If you just took Rashi at face value, it sounds like maybe boar is only chayv if it's poshea, and there's an exception. But that's a little harder to defend, but you could do it. We mentioned the Rashi, but you could try to construct it out of that. You'd have to say that every other case of boar where you are chayv is pshia. That would probably be harder to defend once you go through all the cases. But this other approach, which works for Rashi as well, is there's a drasha, if you have rishus, and it's also pretty logical, right? If you have rishus, if everyone says, you can dig your pit, well, it's almost like they're saying they're mochel, right? You can dig your pit, and it's in your field anyway, and it's only temporary, so that's why you get off the hook. Okay, so much for Laushin being putter. It's going to get more complicated in a couple minutes, but now we can go through the Gemara, and the Gemara's question and answer, and for this, it may help to refer back to number two, with the Shitos of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rav and Rav Yosef, and the different cases in the Brisa. Remember, first case in the Brisa, which is a Yachid, putter. Second case, which is a Rabbi Chayiv. Third case, Laushin is putter, which sounds like, which we made the deal, Laushin is putter in your field. That implies that normal things, non-Laushin, if you're not digging for foundations, you would be Chayiv in your field, which is a contradiction between the Resha and the Seifa of this first brisa. So let's see the Gemara play out this question. We already saw Rashi mentioned it quickly. But fine. Let's continue in the Gemara. Taima de la'ushin, alav la'ushin chayav. Right? If it's not la'ushin, you're chayav. So in the Resha, by Rishus HaYachid, you're putter. In the Seifa, by Rishus HaYachid, you're chayav. How could this be? So Hamani, who is this according to? We have a lot of different opinions. So Bishlama l'Rabba. According to Rabba, it works fine. Remember, Rabba said, everyone agrees you're chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYachid, it's machlokes if you're chayiv or putter. So what does he say? Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, that you're putter in Rishus HaYachid. V'seifa Rabbi Akiva, that you're chayiv in Rishus HaYachid. This brisa has a machlokes inside it. Okay, once in a while that happens. So according to Rabba, you're in good shape. You just say the machlokes of Akiva Rabbi Yishmael about whether you're chayiv or putter in Rishus HaYachid. That's the machlokes. That's the two different opinions in this brisa. Ela l'Rav Yosef, but according to Rav Yosef, who says everyone holds your chayiv in Rishus HaYachid. So Bishlama Seifa, Divrei HaKol, according to Seifa, it's great. The Seifa, your chayiv in Rishus HaYachid. Why? Because it's Rishus HaYachid. Your chayiv according to everyone. Ela Resha, the Resha, the first line. I think a bunch of you jumped on this, right, when we said it. The first line, it says, you're Patur in Rishus HaYachid. Why are you Patur in Rishus HaYachid? Money, Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Rabbi Akiva. No one holds your Patur in Rishus HaYachid according to Rav Yosef. So how does he read the first line of our Brisa? So here's how Rav Yosef can answer it. Amar lach Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef could say to you, no, kula divrei akoli. The whole brisa is according to everyone. How so? Shouldn't you be chayev in Rishus HaYachid? V'resha shelo hifgir lo rishuso v'lo boro. Until now, we've been assuming, and Rashi pointed this out, that you were in the resha, the first case, you dig a pit in your field, and then you're mafgir, the field, other than the pit. So you can't say shorcha b'shusi my bai. If someone falls in, it's your fault for being mafkir your field and having them walk around. So we're saying, no, that's not how to understand the ratio. The real case of the ratio, you weren't mafkir anything. You have a house, you have a field, you dig a hole in the middle of your field, you're putter. Of course you're putter.
I need someone to tell me
Oh, exactly. So Rashi's going to answer that. Rashi's going to answer that. That you need someone to say this because, remember, you dug the pit in the Rishus HaRabim. The opening is in Rishus HaYachid. So you might have thought, since you dug it under the Rishus HaRabim, maybe you'll be guilty anyway. Right? That's why Rashi says you need to point this out. But you're right. Otherwise, it seems pretty straightforward. Well, let's look at Rashi then. Let's jump to Rashi. But before we just, one sentence before we get to Rashi, this is how we solve it for Rav Yosef. Right? The way we solve it for Rav Yosef is we make the Resha basically an obvious case, right? Always in Rosh Hashanah, you're Chayev, except for if it's, you own the field and the pit is in the middle of the field. Of course you're going to be Putter there. That's why you're Putter. But so let's look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. Resha, Dikatani, Borbir, Shuso, Putter, Rabbi Yishmael. The Resha where we say a pit in your field is Putter, that's Rabbi Yishmael. This is within Rav Yosef, right? Within Rabba. The Seifa, the Mechayev, the Seifa Yerchayev, did like Kinan Halav Le'ushin Chayev. Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabba, you easily say the Machlokas, Resha, where you're Putter. And Seifa where you're Chayev is a Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. Ella, Rav Yosef, to Amar Bor B'Shuso, the Kuli Alma Chayev. Rav Yosef says you're always Chayev for Bor B'Shuso. Resha, the Katani, Putter, money. So who's the Resha? The Resha says Putter. Who could that be? And the answer is, it's everyone in a case where you weren't mafkir anything. You were mafkir lo reshus over lo bor. You weren't mafkir anything. You own all of it. You own the field still. To amar le, birshusai, my bias. He can say, what are you doing in my field? Of course I'm not going to be chayiv. Who are you to trespass into my field and fall into my pit and then say, I owe you money. You had no business here. So why do you need this? So Rashi answers that. V'istri chlash me'inan. We need to teach this. Why? The afal gav the eno rashai la sos kain. You're not allowed to do this. The enos in chalo tachas, which is a rabim. You dug, remember the case, you dug a hole under the street and opened it up into your field. You're not allowed to do that. Mihu hoel viler shuso pasach putter. Still, the fact that you opened it up into your field means you're putter. So I think what Rashi would say is we might have thought there's a knas. If the digging you did is be'isser, we're going to say you're chayiv regardless. Even if it makes very little sense, maybe it's a knas of some sort as a havamina. We don't make that. We don't say that. We say you're putter, but it's not totally obvious, right? It's not totally obvious because you dug it, be'isser. That's what Rashi says.
Why have we ever said that a hole underneath the Rishus HaRabim that nobody has access to is mechayev of anything?
We don't, but that's the chiddush here. You might have thought it would because you did something. This whole pit was dug be'isser. So who are you to say Torah Rishus HaRabim?
What is there we talking about now?
You're not allowed to damage the street. You're not allowed to break stuff in the street.
Taking regular nezikin and having a
habamina
that's now born nezikin.
In Achinami, it's not obvious that you'd connect these two, but that's Rashi's. That's Rashi's reading of the habamina. But maybe that's because we learned this from here. Maybe we still need to learn it out. That is our conclusion, certainly. But maybe it's only because we've seen enough prices like this that we don't go like that. Again, Rashi's explaining why there was a Havamina, right? Rashi's not saying this is a real Shita. Rashi's saying this is a Havamina. You might have thought this. That's why we need to teach it.
Havamina has to be reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely not the strongest Havamina in the world, but this is what we have. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara is trying, remember, to defend Rav Yosef. Rashi's trying to defend the Gemara. Everyone's trying to pitch in a little bit. Try to put a little bit of logic in this Havamina. Okay. So we've saved Rav Yosef. Because Rav Yosef can say, what do you mean? According to Yosef, everyone holds Rishus HaYachid, you're Chayev. Yeah, but if the Resha says you're Putter, what is that? That must be talking about a case where there's no access between the street and the field. The only reason people could fall into your pit is if they were trespassing. So that's why you're Putter. L'kuli Alma, so Rav Yosef is solved. So Amar Ravashi now comes in and says, Hashtadu kimta l'Rav Yosef l'divrei akol. Remember, Rabba before had said it's machlokas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yishmael. Rav Yosef had said it's according to everyone by making this big ukimta by saying the Resha is talking about the pits in the middle of your field. The Seifa is talking about the pits on the side of your field. So he ends up saying that according to everyone, Rav Yosef. So l'Rabba nami lo tukma kitana. You know what? Rabba can play this game too. Rabba can also fit according to everyone. How so? Neither Resha, Rabbi Yishmael, Seifa Nami, Rabbi Yishmael. Rabba can also work out such that there's one consistent view and not a debate between the Resha and the Seifa. It's all Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael, remember, says you're putter in Rishus HaYachid, according to Rabbah. That's why in the Reisha, you're putter. So what about the Seifa? Why in the Seifa we say you're putter, but only because it's Le'ushin? But if it weren't Le'ushin, you'd be Chayev. How can that fit with Rabbi Yishmael? V'taima de Le'ushin, halav Le'ushin Chayev. So how do we understand that last line, the Seifa? We say, only because it's up digging for foundation are you putter, otherwise you'd be Chayev. Why are you Chayev? We're saying this according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says you're putter in Rishus HaYachid. So what's the case? Kigon de arvach arvuche lirshus harabim. You know what? The Seifa, we thought we were talking in case three in the Seifa about rishus hayachid. Your field right next to the street. Turns out, arvach arvuche lirshus harabim. You're expanding. You're expanding your house. And because you're expanding, you end up digging into the street. So it's not rishus hayachid anymore. Now it's rishus harabim. And this is Rabbi Yishmael, rishus harabim chayav. That's why you'd be chayav, if not for the fact that it's Le'ushin. Now, by the way, the people who didn't like the p'tur of Le'ushin just got even bigger p'tur, right? You're even putter. It sounds like you're even putter. If it's in the Rishus HaRabim itself, we'll see there's a bit of a debate about that. We'll get into that in a minute. But what the other thing we've done, what the Gemara was trying to do here, is explain how, according to Rabbah, the whole braisa can work according to one view. It all works according to Rabbi Yishmael. You're putter in Rishus HaYachid. Why are you putter in Rishus HaYachid? So the Reisha, you're putter. The Seifa, you're Chayav, unless it's Le'ushin. But that's because it's not Rishus HaYachid, it's Rishus HaRabim. That's why you're going to be Chayav.
So now the line that Rashi says by Le'ushin, this is the deal. That
you did it with Rishus, and you're not a Poshean, therefore it's okay.
Would that apply? Is that the implication now going kind of a year-over-year? This is the standard way that people expand their homes.
That's what it sounds like. So we're going to get into that in a second, but that's the straightforward reading of the Gemara, and we'll see Rashi also is like that.
And you're chayav now.
You're chayav only if it's not Le'ushin. You're putter for Le'ushin. You're chayav if it's not Le'ushin.
Everyone has license to go into Rishus HaRabim for foundations.
Yeah.
But if I'm just digging Rishus HaRabim because I'm going to be a bad guy, I'm chayav like that.
Right, if you stop thinking Rishus HaRabim, you're chayav. That's Rabbi Shmuel. You're chayav Rishus HaRabim. If it's for Le'ushin, you have a special p'tur. You did it for Rishus. So, I mean, well, if we're going to follow what we saw with the Mechilta and the Torah Tamima, the Rishus is, this is like the, everyone knows you're allowed to, this is the town ordinance. If you're expanding your house, you're allowed to dig into the street a little bit for a short period of time. I mean, it sounds dangerous to me, but if everyone agrees, that's the Mechilta, that you can do that. So let's look at Rashi now. Rashi's going to explain, like we just said, and then
so
we're going to complicate things.
Why do I need this case to teach me? I need to learn a new case that
Le'ushin.
Even normally I would say it's Chayav the Rishus HaRabim.
Right.
Le'ushin.
The Chiddush is the Le'ushin, and then the non-Le'ushin, you're Chayav in Rishus HaRabim, that's obvious. But this line is brought for Le'ushin.
Right, the implied statement, I don't care if that's obvious.
Right, okay. Right.
It sounds like what happens is you're building the wall right against the Rishus HaRabim, right against the property.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to be able to
exactly.
The wall, you have to
dig out to make the foundations. Yeah. Right. Right. If you're digging a wall against the street.
But until that time, what I envisioned from all of this is that you got a lot of people walking around walking the entrance. That's exactly what I see here, you know, because you got to go through shows that move. This guy got hurt. This guy got hurt.
It sounds dangerous. I mean, I think if we lived in the society that Chazal were describing, we'd have a better sense of it and how it worked. But hearing about it in a vacuum, it sounds a little dangerous. But I think that's why we saw the Torah Tamima emphasized. This is a short-term thing, and it's under specific circumstances, and that's why they give Rishus. Right? Otherwise, you could never, as you were saying, otherwise you could never build a wall against the edge of your property, because how are you going to support it? There's no way of doing it. So there's a little bit of leeway for that. Mm-hmm. So the person closest to saying that, you agree very closely with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? He says you should build a wall of 10 tefachim. That's the rule for makkah. That's basically saying you need a makkah here. Yeah. Yeah, so that view is that. Everyone else seems to say, well, there's this rishus. Everyone agrees. So I think it's interesting because you can agree. You can be mochel on a dine mamonos level. You can say, look, I'm willing to take on some risk for my animal or something to allow you to dig in the street like this. But what about on a Bein Adam LaMakom level, right? Makeh, it doesn't matter. You can't be mochel makeh. Oh yeah, if my family dies, I don't care, I'm mochel. Like, no, you can't do that, right? You have, that's a mitzvah towards Hashem. We have to protect ourselves even if we want to be mochel. It doesn't matter. It's a good question why it doesn't apply here. Maybe something like it's not really so dangerous to fall in, or people would see we're only worried about animals falling in, not people. But yeah, it's a good point.
Temporary.
And it's only temporary, but makeh is also... If you're living in the house, I don't think you can allow a makeh for some period of time. I think if you're actually living there, you should fix it right away.
It's permanent. I mean,
it's permanent.
The danger is permanent.
True.
The danger is always separate.
True, although it's not obvious to the house. Yeah.
Is it possible that there are two danger types of danger? One is if you don't build your foundation properly. The other type of danger is people falling into pits.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's an assumption that not building the foundation properly is more dangerous than people falling into pits. And therefore you have some kind of mechila because of that.
Right, but why can't you just build a wall around the pit once you do it, like Rabbi Yossi Rehuda says, right? Rabbi Yossi Rehuda still has a point. I mean, you can't, even if it's necessary, very necessary to build, to do this Le'ushin thing, to make sure your walls are sturdy, why not build a fence around it while you're building? Right, so it's a good question. It would seem like you would have to hold that it doesn't reach the level of requiring a makeh because it's not dangerous enough for people. Maybe it's a little dangerous for animals, not for people. So it's a mamonos issue, not a nefashos issue, and therefore makeh wouldn't apply. That's what it seems like. But it would be interesting to look at this gemara from a perspective of hilchos makeh and why it doesn't apply. It's an interesting angle. Okay, so let's look at Rashi. Rashi's going to explain the gemara like we said, and then it's going to get complicated. So the arvach, right? Yeah, the arvach ba arvuche l'rishus rabim. He extended out his field to the street, to the public domain. The havale chofir bor b'rishus rabim. Simple. You're digging a pit in the street. That's why you're chayv, according to Rabbi Yishmael, because it's not rishus yachin anymore. You're chayv rishus rabim. Hilchach time de l'ushin halav l'ushin chayv. Only if it's l'ushin are you exempt. If it's not l'ushin, you're chayv because it's in the street. This is Rabbi Yishmael chayv rishus rabim. And then the next point. We said, "Birshus Hayachid, Hasmucha Lirshus Harabim." Did we get up to that yet? Smucha Lirshus Harabim Pater. That's the next Mesve. But let's just look at it quickly. It's going to tie into the next Mesve. You'll understand in a minute why we're looking at this. Birshus Hayachid, Smucha Lirshus Harabim. We're going to be talking about a private domain that's next to the street, next to the public domain. Kigon Makta Mako Mirshus Lirshus Harabim. You have your field. And you say, on the edge of my field, the 20 feet closest to the street, I'll be makteh, I'll hand it over to the street, I'll let people walk there. I still technically own it, but I'm letting people walk there. That's the case Rashi talks about. There, v'hilkach, time into l'ushin, l'av l'ushin chayev. In that next price that we're going to talk about, you'd be chayev, if not for l'ushin, because people are walking around there because you gave it over to the street. You let people walk around there. Okay. Now, look at the bach. I think I put it on the sheet as well. I took a screenshot of the Bach, but it's also on the page of Gemara. The Bach is not happy with Rashi. He thinks it's crazy, this idea that you can just dig into the street and be putter if it's for Le'ushin. The Bach is not happy. So he says, look at the Aleph of the Bach, commenting on Rashi, the Aruch Baruch Lirshus Rabim. He quotes Rashi, the Aruch Baruch Lirshus Rabim, and he adds the following five words. Kigon makte makom mirshus Lirshus Rabim. And then the rest of the Rashi, the Havalei Chofer Bor B'Shus Harabim, etc., etc. Now, and then if you look at the next Bach, which is on the next Rashi, he cuts out the words, Kigon Matzimako Mirashus L'Shus Harabim. So the Bach argues there was a Toh Sofer. Whoever was copying Rashi made a mistake. It's easy, it's very confusing, very similar Rashi, similar words, similar cases, both about L'Ushin. Someone stole the five words from our Rashi, the first Rashi, and pushed it to later, and that's a mistake. And he says, we need to fix that, bring back those five words. Our case of Arvach Arvuche is actually Makte Makomir Shizul Rishis Rabim. You're not actually digging into the street. That's crazy. You can't be putter if you dig into the street just because it's for L'Ushin. No, it's Makte Makom, meaning what happened? It's this is the last 20 feet of your field. You're digging the foundation there. And you know what? You always let people walk there. It's like your sidewalk, right? It's a sidewalk is Makta Makom, right? You own the Jasekhi. You own the land of the sidewalk. But Makta Makom, you let people walk on your sidewalk. It's public Right? People have a right to pass on the sidewalk. Just a second. And now you're digging for Laushin in that area, on your sidewalk. Right? So now it's like Rosh Hasharabim, I guess, right? Because people have access there usually. But it's not really Rosh Hasharabim, so that's why you're putter for Laushin. You wouldn't be putter if it actually was Rosh Hasharabim. You just decide to dig a hole in Rosh Hasharabim for your foundations and you're putter. That's crazy. So that's why the Bach adds these five words to Rashi, based on a fairly reasonable claim of a toast so fair. And Rashi now is very different. Rashi only says it about Rosh Hashanah. If it's my field, okay. If it's in my field, I can do something a little dangerous for a short term and get off the hook. But I can't do that in Rosh Hasharabim. So it radically cuts down on Rashi. Now, the one thing you need to explain, remember we were saying according to Rabbi Yishmael, you're chayev in this case because it's Rosh Hasharabim. Even though it's technically not Rosh Hasharabim, right? It's really Rosh Hashanah. We have to say something like Matzeh Makom counts as if it's Rosh Hasharabim, which is not so obvious, but that's what you'd have to say according to the Bach's reading of Rashi. Okay, questions, comments? Yeah. An easement. Okay.
That's basically what you...
Where you give people the right to walk. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a right of passage. And that's all it is.
Okay. Easement. Matzeh Makom is an easement. Good to know. Okay. Yeah. Good. Other comments, thoughts?
Why are you forced to say, according to Rabba, that it's that this easement type area is treated as Rosh Hasharabim? Just say it's...
Say it's Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
It's true. The impetus to saying this whole thing, and it's not clear why it's really such a hard push, is we want Rabba to have one opinion for the Brisa, not to have different opinions in the Brisa.
But for the one time the Gemara, they might have a mission that's all fully,
Well, we always prefer it. We always prefer to have consistency.
They never do it.
Doesn't always happen that way. It is a little interesting. It almost feels like, and it's hard to prove this, it almost feels like we're setting up this sugya to come out a certain way with Laushin, and that'll tie in nicely with the next sugya, which ends the same way with Laushin and Matzeh Makom. So it's hard to know for sure, but it is a little odd that we're pushing so hard on having people kli alma. But that is a thing the Gemara does, right? It does prefer that you don't have machlokas. Tosfos actually points out, Amar lach Rav Yosef kula divrei akolhi. It's all according to everyone. That's Rav Yosef said that, and then we did the same thing for Rabba. But for Rav Yosef, of course, it's not actually lav davka kula. It's not the whole brisa isn't divrei akol. El reish v'seif. It just cases 1 and 3, the akshi minaya, which had a contradiction. Alva mitziasa case 2, the katanim b'shusha yachid v'sagler v'shusha rabim chayev lo asya el krabi yishmael. It's not really everyone according to everything according to everyone. The second case only works like Rabbi Yishmael. So okay, and similarly in the next Tosfos also he says arvach arvuche v'hashta kula divrei akol. Reisha, everything is according to everyone. What does that mean? Reisha, kishol hifkir lo rishus v'lo boro. The Reisha, you were in mafkir nothing, so it's in the middle of your field. V'seifa, the arach arvuche. And in the seifa, it's you extended into the rishus harab, and that's why you're chayev for Rabbi Yishmael. Umiyu, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, de bayar chaka, lo mitukmik, Rabbi Yishmael. It's according to everyone except for Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, who it's not according to. So even the people who say kuli alma, each of them have a, what is it? A horn in their, no, a in their heel, a thorn in their heel. I don't know what happened there, right? They have one thing that bothers them, either the mitziyasa, the middle case, according to Rav Yosef, or Rav Yosef or Yehuda on the third case, according to Rabba. No one has a really kuli alma, but we want to be a little more kuli alma, apparently. Yeah, he's clearly arguing. You could have, you, it is possible if you really wanted to, you could say, within Rashi, they're arguing the Brisa, but maybe they're both within Rabbi Yishmael. Rashi, I think, could argue that. Rashi could say that both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda in case 3, both are Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that you're chayev in Rishus Harabim, and you're putter in Rishus Hayachid, and maybe the machlokes is, when we'll give you this dispensation for Laushin, does that mean a total dispensation, or do you still need to be mocked a little bit? You could try to squeeze them both in. Tosfos doesn't think so. But maybe Rashi would be open to that. Okay. So we saw the Bach on Rashi reinterpreting it. This is gonna be something very, very neat, very nice. The Bach was written by Rav Yoel Sirkis, who lived in Lublin in the 16th century, one of the great Poskim, and his magnum opus, his really great commentary, is a commentary on the Tur, a very extensive halachic commentary on the Torah. On the side, in his spare time, I don't know if it's actually spare time or not, he would write little edits on Rashi. Change the girsa here, change the girsa there. So here's a case where the two of them integrate perfectly. So we saw already the Hagos Habach commenting on Rashi. And jump to source 17. This is the Bach, not the Hagos Habach, the Bach on the tour in Choshen Mishpat on the Siman about this very halacha. We're not going to read the whole thing. We'll take a look at a couple of the few lines towards the beginning here. Habones Samach Rishus Rabin. That's the case in the tour and Shulchan Aruch in parallel. You're digging next to the street. Tan Rabban Nachofer Rosh Hashanah Yachid. A Samach Rishus Rabin could go in Elachofer Leushin Pater. So you're Pater by Leushin. Perish Leushin and you sow the Chomas Basal. Pei Kol Rochav Abayis. Eitzel Rishus Rabin. That's Rashi. He's quoting. Vasikna. We conclude Halav Leushin Chayev. If it's not Leushin, you'd be Chayev. What's the case? Could go into Arvach Arvuche. There's Rishus Rabin. If you extend into the street. And it's not Leushin Yubichai, who perish Rabbeinu. Again, I think that's Rashi. The Hachibir, the Hirchiv, Hakafira, you extended the digging, Be'inyan Shechofir, versus Harabim, you're digging into the street, Be'ilchach, Be'lav Leushin, Chayiv, if you weren't Leushin Yubichai, the Kuleyama, the Hachibir Yishmael, so Rechofir, versus Opater, Hacha, Chayiv, Yubichai, it's in the street, Ava Leushin, the Osir, versus Pater, Leushin, you have an exemption even in the street, Afil Hirchiv, Hakafira, the Ein Safek, the Kach Haisa, Gersaso, the Farish Rashi, the Arvach Bar Avuche, which is a Rabim, the Havle Chofer Bar, which is a Rabim, the Hilkach Taimed Leushin, Havle Leushin Chayev, Ad Kan Lashon, Bid Sifrei Adfus. The tour, the Bach is saying, the tour paskins like the Gersa we have of Rashi. That's what the Gersa of Rashi, the tour had. But the tour is wrong. Why is the tour wrong? Because he had the wrong Gersa in Rashi. Achim Besvarim Yeshanim, in the old Svarim, Cousin Parish Rashi, Vizal Shonu, the Arach Bar Bukhir Shus Arabim, could go on, Makze Mako Mir Shusol Shus Arabim, the Havale Chofer Bor Shus Arabim, Hilkach Taimed the Ushin Alav Ushin Chayiv, Akan the Shonu. The other Girsa, the Girsa, just like the Bach on the Rashi, stuck in the other Girsa, the Bach on the tour says the tour got shot wrong because he had the wrong Girsa in Rashi, right? And that's why he quotes Akan the Shonu. Vihai could go on, Makze Mako Mir Shus Arabim, Nidvas Betos, Achar Zevet, Yiramaskal, which is a Yachid, a Smukh, which is a Rabbim. They stuck in those five words accidentally in the next Rashi. Kikon Makskab Makskab, Rishusa, which is a Rabbim, the Havli Hifki, Rishusa, Upatar, Akan the Shono. Vishibashu, the Besamuch, which is a Rabbim, Chayav. This is a mistake. This can't be the real pshat, what Rashi seems to say in the wrong Girsa. Because how could it be that you dig into the street and you be Chayav, Afilu Eno Makze, Makom, Rishusa, Klal? You don't need to be right in that next Rashi. You don't need to be Maktim Makom at all. You're chayev if it's in the street. Period. Elamishim the Havi Gechofer Bor Bishus Arabim Bershuso rather Hivke Bershuso. So that it doesn't work with the second Rashi either. And that's why he says it's a tos, and I have the better girsa. So it's really cool. You can see the Bach. You know, both the short version, like having 10 words about the girsa and Rashi, and the long version, this extended paragraph, making the same point though that it can't possibly be that digging into the street, you have the Leushin excuse and you get putter. But that does sound like what Rashi was saying. That is what the tour says. That is the tour's view, and it gets paskined lealacha by many poskim. So before we get fully into the psak, let's look at the Rashba and the Ravid commenting on Rashi, sources 11 and 12. We have to make sure to get back to do the next Mace in the Gemara, which will be quicker. But we'll just quickly look at the Rashba and Ravid. Source 11, Hadu Uki Rav Ashi, Sefer the Brisa Digatani, but El Shachar from the Ushin, Mida Arvach Arbuche, our case of extending Arvach Arbuche, Kashali, Dimkein Afil Leushin, Amai Putter. Why should you be Putter for Leushin if it's in the street? Dimishuzaka Abi Birshus. Let's say you did it Birshus. You're allowed to dig your Leushin into the street. My Shnami Ner Chanaka, Rabbanan, Dimichaivi. This is the Chanaka Gemara. The first thing it mentions after the Chanukah story, it tells us that if you light your Chanukah candles right outside your shop, and the person walks by, and they start a fire, and then the person who walks by is Chayav. Why? What they did is Rishus. They're walking through the street by Rishus. Okay, but sometimes you're doing something Rishus, and you're still Chayav. So the same thing here. Just because you have Rishus to dig your pit doesn't mean you won't be Chayav if someone's hurt. You'd still be Chayav. So that's not a good reason. Rishus is not a good enough argument. The shiny takanas olam. Oh, special tikkun olam, right? We need to fix the world. People need to build houses. That's why we should allow you to be putter. Itzrich lachmor leushin laharchiv ma'at. Otherwise, you'd never extend your house. So why don't you say that? No, akati lo nicha. That's not enough to work. The maishami motzi zivla, which is a rabbim. This we saw mentioned in the Torah Tmima, right? You need to bring out your garbage, your manure into the street. What happens there? Your chayav the av b'shas hotzas zvalim. Even if it's the garbage disposal time, im hizik mishalim. If it damages someone, you're still chayav mishalim asher hizik l'rabbanan to Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying even the time that you're supposed to be able to take out your zevel, according to the Chachamim, you're chayav if someone's hurt. That's what he said. We can do this again, daf lamed be'ir, if you want, but that's his conclusion. Ve'efshur dechafiras la'ushin hu yosir tikkun ha'olam. Maybe this is like the ultimate tikkun ha'olam. Otherwise, you know, you never extend your house. It's absolutely necessary. Ve'yishuv ha'medina, trying to, build a society. V'kula medina nichlu, and it's okay with everyone. Everyone's okay with you doing this. Bahafi the kulu matzok tzrichlu. Everyone needs it, so everyone's okay with it, right? Otherwise, you'd never be able to support your foundations. So maybe that's why we do this unreasonable thing to say you're off the hook for digging in the street. But he really doesn't seem to like it. He really doesn't seem to like Rashi. Now the Bach would say, yeah, that's not Rashi, right? The real view is it needs to be in your field. If it's in the street, you're not going to be putter. But yeah. Sure, but yeah, but we're not talking about that. I mean, you need to do it sometime, right? So there was a time that people would take it out. But the difference there is someone then gets hurt. We're not worried about, you know, it smelling bad or not being able to say brachos. That's a part of life. We're worried about if someone gets hurt. And there we say, at least the way the Rashba seems to paskin, you're chayav, even if you're motzi v'rshus, you're chayav if someone gets hurt.
It still seems like
tikkun olam. Everything's a little bit of tikkun olam. You have to balance it all out. Right, so the Rashi says maybe you can argue it's hard to say, but maybe it's such a necessary thing to be able to support foundations. We'll be matir, we'll be makil even in this case. Maybe okay, okay. Look at source 12. We're not going to read through it; just the underlying piece. Halav leushin chayev, the havalei bor b'shus harabim. How does he understand this? V'avagav the leisei kuli b'shus harabim, Rabbi Yishmael. The way he understands leushin, he says, well, it's sort of in the street, but it's not fully in the street. He wants to say. It's partially in the street, and maybe that's a reason to be makil, because it's not like, maybe it's different than the case of the zevel, or the rocks that you throw into the street, because that's fully in the street. Here it's, you know, it's coming out of your field, it's only a little in the street, maybe that's a reason to be makil. Alternatively, in source 16, right, because 14 is the sma, we saw it quoted in the Torah Tumimah before, he doesn't like this idea that you can just put stuff in the street and endanger people. He thinks it's hard to say. And it must be, it's inside your field. It's near the Rosh Hashanah, it's not in the Rosh Hashanah. That's what he wants to say. But the Gra, look at the bolded piece in source 16. The Arvach Rabuchei Lirosh Hashanah. He going Makzeh Makom. You know, you're not going into the street. You're Makzeh Makom. You set aside the side of your field for people to walk there. You don't really do it in the street. So he also takes that view, as does the Bach. So we have... We have a couple of different approaches to this. We have pshat, the simple reading of Rashi, which the tourists seem to follow. That straight up, you dig in the street and it's okay because you because it's leushin. We have the it's in your field. It's in your field, and that's what the sma seems to say. And the bach and gra say, well, you're matzim makom. It's in your field, but you sort of give it up for people to walk there. So maybe it's somewhere in the middle. And the ravid seems to say it's partially in your field, partially not. Maybe that helps a little bit as well. The different shitos as to how to explain this case. Let's just read source 13, the Shulchan Aruch. On this, Habonis, Samach Rosh Hashanah, if you build in your field near the street, Rashai Lachbor Letzorach HaYisod, you're allowed to dig for the purposes of the foundation. Afilu Laharchivo, you're extending it. Litzad Rosh Hashanah, towards the Rosh Hashanah, which sounds like into Rosh Hashanah. It's not 100% clear, that's why there's this debate. But it sounds like, simply he's saying, into the Rosh Hashanah. If Huskuba Pater came in Shasib Rishus, you did it with Rishus. You have the Mechilta to rely on. Big Chiddush comes out of Rashi. It might not really be the real Girsa in Rashi. A lot of post-Gimel Achronim back and forth. Let's just read. Sure, but this is not Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. This is your... I don't think so. I think he's saying really Rosh Hashanah. I mean, I think it didn't come up in any of the Mepharshim. It sounds like he's saying the Rosh Hashanah towards. Letzah just means Letzah towards. I don't think it's Tzidei. Because it doesn't fit the standard. See, there's just a problem. It's places that people can't really walk, right? It's sort of partially blocked off. I don't think it's described like that here. We're very short on time. I want to get to the last Meisvei. So Meisvei, it's about 4-3.5 lines up from the two dots that we're going to get to. Meisvei. another challenge to the brisas of Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Achofer bor b'shus hayachid, ufsach b'shus harabim. You dig a pit under your field. Open it up into the street. Chayev, it's in the street. B'shus hayachid, a smuch b'shus harabim. You dig a pit in your field right next to the street. Pater, you're exempt. That's surprising. B'shlom al Rabba. Rabba can say, kul Rabbi Yishmael hi. It's all Rabbi Yishmael. You're pater because it's in your field. According to Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabba, you're only chayev b'shus harabim. Elo l'Rav Yosef, but according to Rav Yosef, so everyone says you're chayiv and Rosh Hashanah. Bishlama, Resha, Rabbi Yishmael, you're pater, you're chayiv because it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Ela Seifa, money, the Rabbi Yishmael of Rabbi Akiva, it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So, and everyone is chayiv and Rosh Hashanah Yachid according to Rabbi Yosef. So, how can you explain that? Amar lach bechofer le'ushin v'divrei akol. It must be, it's a case of digging for foundations according to everyone. You're digging for foundations, you get a special het there. That's where we have our Rashi. This is you set aside space from your field to the public domain, or maybe the Bach that takes out those words. The Havle Hifki Rishuso, Pater, you're being Mafki Rishus, because it's right next to the street. You're still Pater in that case. So we solve it in the end the same way we solved the previous one, saying it's Le'ushin. Maybe that's why we really pushed to have Le'ushin, be emphasized in the previous Brisa. Hard to know for sure. In any event, we've gotten up to the two dots. Next week, we have a special pre-Purim, pre-Tainus Esther shiur. And the week after that, we'll pick up with the next sugya some really fascinating halachic and agadic parts of digging for the purposes of water.